It seems like almost yesterday that residents of Cape Girardeau gained access to important historical records of Louis Lorimer, the founder of Cape Girardeau. Born into an important family in Montreal, Canada in 1748, Lorimer moved to the Ohio frontier and shortly before the American Revolutionary War established a trading post on the main military route between Detroit and the Ohio Valley. A supporter of the British and their Native American allies, Lorimer supplied trade items to those who resisted American incursion into the Great River Valley. George Rogers Clark of the famous Clark family of Virginia moved into the area and destroyed Lorimer's post, forcing him west to Vincennes, Kaskaskia, and the west bank of the Mississippi, then the property of Spain. By the early 1790s, Lorimer, with a number of friends, allies, and members of the Shawnee and Delaware Indians, found a secure location, which evolved into Cape Girardeau. The Lorimer records acquired in 2011 include a set of daybooks from 1783 to 85 when he was in Vincennes, and a second set from 1797 to 1798 when he was in Cape Girardeau. Both sets are original and are now in Cape Girardeau County in the care of the county archives. These documents shed light upon the early history of the area. Here we learn of items traded at Lorimer's post, tools, lead, weapons, blankets, and whiskey, much whiskey. Of special interest are the names of the post customers, Solomon Thorne, Amos Dorbin, David Brooks, Bernard Pratt, Pierre Goddard, Edward Robertson, Maurice Williams, and Joseph Martin. These are some of the earliest names in southeast Missouri. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nickel.